It is Thursday, February 6th, 2014. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us, Becca Martin Brown, features editor of Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Planning ahead.
Always a good idea.
A new session of the Knox Street Book Club starts February 13th at the Clayton House in Fort Smith.
This is exciting stuff.
This one's going to be fun. It is a three-Thursday review of A Tour on the Prairies by Washington Irving.
Mm.
Cool
right.
stuff.
Yes.
And it's led by Marcus Woodward, who has been a teacher of social studies in Fort Smith Junior Highs for 29 years.
Wow.
He's a historical reenactor. He owns a collection of, is it swords?
I believe so.
Military weapons. He had three grandfathers who fought in the Civil War. And so we ask him three questions about why he does this.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him what got him interested in American history, and he said that he grew up in a house that his paternal grandfather built. His father slept in the bed he was born in until the day he died on the same property,
oh, wow.
and he still
wow.
lives there.
Wow.
So he kind of didn't have a choice about the whole history
right.
thing. His first memory of hearing his family history was kind of surprising. He said the Civil War was never talked about in his family.
His grandfathers, they fought for?
The North.
Very good.
Well, and he said they didn't discuss that because he believed, he just grew up thinking they were Confederate.
Huh.
And was shocked when he found out the truth. And then he found an 1862 cavalry carbine in the smokehouse behind the house. And he thinks that perhaps it belonged to one of his great-grandfathers.
Do you know which company they were in by any chance?
First Arkansas Cavalry.
Oh, my. Okay.
So there's his Civil War party fought in the Battle of Fayetteville last year. And he hopes that his audiences, like all historians, I hope to stimulate further discussion and research into important local topics that have been shared with the public little before now. So the Washington Irving thing, everybody knows the legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Right.
Everybody knows Rip Van – is it Rip Van
yep,
Winkle?
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
But I didn't know this book existed.
I didn't either until I got a release about – this series.
So I'm now off to look for the book.
Before we go?
Yes.
A couple days ago, I mentioned a movie that was shot in Arkansas.
Oh, you remembered.
It's called End of the Line. It was produced by Mary Steenburgen in 1987. Let me read you the cast, because I did correctly remember that Levon Helm and Wilford Brimley were in it. Also in it, very young actor by the name of Kevin Bacon. Mm-hmm. In her third movie ever, Holly Hunter.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mary Steenburgen was in it. So you've got Holly Hunter, who won an Oscar, Mary Steenburgen, who's won an Oscar, Barbara Barry, and a very young Bob Balaban.
Wow.
End of the Line, made
and
in 1987.
Where was it shot?
I believe in Central Arkansas.
Well, cool.
Mary Steenburgen's from Arkansas, right?
Yes, she is. Yeah.
He has a head full of the most interesting things.
Wikipedia helps, too.
It sure does.
Yeah, most of it's still in his head, which is more than
he
the rest
remembers.
Of us can say.
There you go.
Yeah, who are you again?
Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.